You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Mission. I'm at the front counter of the classic West Village leather store, waiting for someone to make their way up the narrow metal spiral staircase so that I can go down. The layout of the store is part of the vibe, with closed and open spaces that make you feel confined and restricted, or free to breathe. The first round of the stairs down is very tight, and once I've stepped, I've made the commitment to descend. As I grab the rails and turn, I can see dildos and DVDs on the walls to the back, and smell the leather that's hanging in front of me as my foot lands on the last stair. I walk along the counters more shyly than I actually feel, overwhelmed by the display of sexual honesty that fills the displays and lines the walls. The man behind the case offers his help, and I thank him, awkwardly. He's older, 45 to my 35, big muscles on an athletic frame, and in leather pants, no shirt, a harness, and a cap. I've just spent the night with someone I met on the phone line, a sexy young blonde named Brad, a scriptwriter who just moved here from L.A. Brad has opened the world of breath control and latex to me, and has given me a list of things to shop for, to feel my way into, and to please him if we get together again. He's written Tom Rope's McGurk video, next to descriptions like latex straitjacket and hood with heavy neck straps. And he's so gorgeous and so open about this that I'm on a mission to find something for our second date. I take a leather neck cuff off the wall that also binds two arms behind your back, and I hold it. The employee walks past me and I can feel him watching. I take a heavy leather hood into my hands and walk toward the back of the store. He comes through and stops just a foot away from me. "Do you want to try these on?" he asks, and it's the first time I can smell his body, and my cock jumps. "Yeah, sure," I say shyly, having never tried on anything like this in public before, and definitely not alone with a man in a leather store basement. He pulls back the curtains on a roughly made dressing room, and I walk in, turn, and thank him. "Let me know if I can help," he says, and walks away. I leave the curtain half open and take my shirt off, picking up the leather cuffs and putting them around my neck, letting the rest fall down behind me. I hear him approaching. I turn to the mirror and lift the hood over my head, and my heart is racing. It's very heavy, and as it comes down over my face, I see him behind me, watching through the curtain. I look at him through the holes of the hood, which is now halfway down over my head, the cuff still hanging at my back. He's looking through the parted curtain. Time stops. I nod, yes. He steps forward behind me and pulls the hood all the way down. Without saying a word, he takes my arms and crosses them behind me, wrapping the leather cuffs around them and securing them all the way up my back. I can hear my own breathing. "Fuck," I say. And we hold eyes in the mirror. "You can also wear it like this," he says, turning it slightly, and me with it. He now has control of me. I lean back and against him, and he reaches around and secures everything tightly to me. He runs his hands up and over my nipples, and I can't speak. We stay there for a minute until we hear someone coming down the staircase. He lets go, and I stand on my own again. I take it all off as he waits on the new guys. Then they move on to shop the corner. I approach the counter and hand both things to him. He enters the info, and I hand him my credit card, which he returns with a torn piece of paper with his phone number on it. "I'll be home after 7, I tell him. "Yes, you will," he says, and I begin to climb the stairs.
You're listening to Matt Tales, 40 years of gay adventures, a journey of sex and truth. Come more than once for more stories. Go to matttales.com. Follow me at Matt Tales Gay Adventures on Instagram and Facebook. or DM me at matttellspod@gmail.com, and we'll talk about making a tale of our own.
Here's a preview to Sex Club, Matt Tells After Hours, the new podcast from the creator of Matt Tells 40 Years of Gay Adventures. Check it out on all the podcast platforms.
You're checking into Sex Club, Matt Tells After Hours. I'm Matt, your host and the creator of Matt Tells 40 Years of Gay Adventures, the autobiographical erotica podcast. In Sex Club, I'll talk to guests about gay sex through the last 50 years, from cruising in phone lines to apps and cams. You'll hear tales from other guys and get to tell your own. Each episode will include a live moment, because you should never leave Sex Club until you get what you want.
She runs out to the car, I roll down the window, I said, I need to tell you I'm gay, and I rolled up the window and drove off.
If tying me up and pounding the shit out of me is work for you, then don't answer my ad.
All over Manhattan, I mean, you had sex clubs, you had the piers, you know, with all the warehouses.
Exciting and thrilling, and you know, and it's, you know, it felt like something new, like you were like I was having sex for the first time again.
Never before had jockstraps turned me on, but now, fuck, it was hot.
You know, I just wanted him to sort of take me away and just love me and give me a life and have sex with me.
It's very secluded, like in the bottom floor of some old building that no one really uses anymore.
And then we'd be out all night at these clubs because the music would just play until 4 or 5 in the morning, and then you'd go out to an after hours place.
Sex work to me is, I mean, it's work. It's called sex work for a reason, you know?
Once you let people know who you are, they'll come to you. Like, your people will come to you. And the ones that don't, you don't want them anyway.
Oh.
And guys, it's just guys fucking, and that's all it needs to be.
Someone's like, what does your Prince Albert taste like, Rocco? And I'm like, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
What's cruising? How do you cruise? Like, what would you tell them?
Finding a safe space to stare someone down.
You can find new Sex Club episodes coming soon, hard, and more than once.